Today's Tanya, for the 19th of Tammuz, is in Perek Vav, chapter 6 of Vegeres HaTshuva, on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 366. We're about seven lines from the bottom. The Alter Rebbe is saying that in the olden days, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when people were on a higher level and their body received its life from holiness, the body of the Jew received its life from holiness, then when a person committed a sin for which the punishment was kadosh, which means that the neshama got cut off, the rope that connects the source of the neshama as it is in its source, with the neshama as it is below, when that gets severed, then the body is left without its neshama. And since it was receiving its energy and its life from the neshama, therefore the person would die in the literal physical sense by the age 50 or 60. The reason he lived that long is because of the after effect that the neshama leaves on the body that keeps it alive for a number of years until the 50th or 60th birthday, and then he would die. But today, when people are on a lower level, which means that as a result of our sins, back in the times of the Churban HaBayis, we brought the Shechina down into Golus, where the Shechina comes to us through the means of the Klippa, of Klippas Nega, the Klippa that has good and bad. Then when a person sins further, he brings that Klippa down into the totally bad Klippa, and thereby gives life and additional energy to Klippa. And so then he receives his life for his body and for his animal soul from the Klippa. And just like the animals and plants receive their life from Klippa. And even more so, since he is the one that brought this energy to Klippa, he gets a double portion of that Klippa. And now to continue on page 366. V'hinei Yaakov Hevel Nachlosik Siv. We compare the Jews to a rope, the connection of the Jew and his neshama to the rope, al derech moshul kamei hachevel, because the analogy is that just as in the rope, shereishi yachad lamayla vereishi hasheni lamato, one head, one end of the rope is above, the other is below, im yimsheich adam bereishi hasheni, if the person will tug on the far end of the rope, yinaneya v'yimsheich, Acharov gam reishi harishein, he will cause a vibration or a movement in the beginning and the other end of the rope as well. Kama she'efshelo l'himoshech, as much as he's capable of pulling, to varying degrees. The kocha mamish b'sheirish nishmasa adam u'mekeidam u'b'chinas heitato hanao, the same is true also of the source of the neshama, whose origin is in the second letter hey of God's name, Humam Shechum Meirid Hashpa'osa, he brings down and draws down the energy, the life, from that level, Aydei Masav Hazoyim, through his sinful deeds, Umachshevesav, and his sinful thoughts. Ad Teich Echoles Hasitra Achrekeviyachol, he brings this energy, this godly energy, down into the chambers of the Sitra Achre, of Klippa. From the klippa, which the bad thoughts and the bad deeds draw their energy. And because he is the one who brings the klippa, brings to the unholiness additional energy and additional life, therefore he takes a double portion. He gets his share first, vidal, and enough said. Vidal means a dilemmazin. It's enough to understand with. Zehu sha'amr rizal, and this is what the sages meant when they said, ein biyadeinu lei mishal vasarishoyim, etc. That it's not within our hands. In other words, we don't have, it's not available to us, the explanation and the reason, either for the tranquility of the wicked, etc. What does it mean in our hands? In our hands, we don't have the explanation. which means we after the Churban. V'yadeinu dafke, only to us it is not available, klemer bizman ha-golus achar ha-churban. In the times of the Golus, after the Churban, we can't explain the success of the sinful. Zuhi b'chinas Golus ha-shchina kiviyochu, and this is the idea of Golus ha-shchina, la-shpiya le-cholus ha-sitra achar ha-shesona nafshi yizbarech, when God is forced, so to speak, because of man's sin, to give more energy, to give hashpah to klipa, which God dislikes, he hates, and yet he is forced to give of himself to that which he hates. And that is golus, when a person goes where he doesn't want to go, or is forced to go where he doesn't want to go. U'kishahodah meisi tshuva nechayna, when a person does a proper tshuva, not necessarily a highest level tshuva, but a proper tshuva, azai mesalik mehem ha'ashpo shehim shebemasa v'machshaveisov. In other words, this rope works both ways. When he's tugging at the bottom of the rope, he will drag the top of the rope down as well. If he's tugging at the top of the rope, he will lift up the bottom of the rope. So when a person does the proper tshuva, he withdraws that holiness that he had brought to klipa, he takes it back and redeems it. Because through returning himself, he returns also the energy and the godliness, which is the Shechina that had been dragged down into Klippa. He returns that Shechina back to God as well. And that's what Toshuv Hei means. As he said earlier, that he wants to explain the statement of the Zaya, that the word Tshuva is Toshuv Hei. And here we're talking about the Hei Tato, the lower level Hei, Nibbechinas Golus. What are we returning the Hei from? Where are we bringing it back from its Golus? U'kameshekosu, v'shov Hashem alikecha es shivuscha, which simply means, the literal translation is, that God will bring back your captives, es shivuscha. But the Rebbe explains, klema, what it means on a deeper level is im shivuscha, with your captives, when they will return, God will return too. In other words, God too has to come out of Golus. And as the sages say, that it doesn't say that he will return, he will come back. Not that he will return them, but he will return himself. And im shivuscha, with your tshuva, with your return, he is returned. When a person does tshuva, he brings back not only himself, but also the godliness that he had brought into klipa. The Hayem Yom for the 19th of Tammuz, the Alter Rebbe says, it was a practice of my father, of the Rebbe Rashab, that when traveling, even when spending months in one place, he would be living in one place for months, every day he would say Tfilas HaDerech, the prayer for travelers, after davening. Only he wouldn't say God's name, because every day that he is away from home, he is on the road, even if he is staying in one place for a month.